You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast from 1600 ESPN. It's the Gym Class with Scott Unash and Mark Dukes on 1600 ESPN KGYM.
Welcome. It is Monday, a chilly one in eastern Iowa. March Madness is upon us as the tournament getting underway tomorrow, both with the NCAAs for the men and the NIT for the men. We will talk both exclusively here on a Monday edition of the Gym Class from the Eakin Nutrition Studios here on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. We welcome you in. Scott Unash with you, joined by Mark Dukes, former sports editor of the Cedar Rapids Gazette. Isaac Elzinga on the other side of the glass here today. His only day this week, so he's got to make his pick today of who's going to win the men's and the women's NCAA tournaments. Are you ready for said pick?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
I would also like to say, if you are agreeing with me on my pick, watch out. It may not be the best look for you going forward. That's all I'll put out there.
Mark and I have till tomorrow. We're going to hold it off until tomorrow to give our official picks. And speaking of picks, by the way, and we encourage you to do this, you can get into our 1600 ESPN Bracket Challenge, which is up and ready to go for everyone out there. Just go to KGYMRadio.com to sign up and fill out your bracket for the 1600 ESPN 2024 contest. First prize, it is the only prize. It's winner take all, right, Isaac? Again, it's winner take all, $500?
Yes, I believe so.
All right, $500 from IMOD Communications going out to our winner. And all the details are available at KGYMRadio.com. So we got the men's bracket to talk about. The Iowa State Cyclones dominating Kansas City in front of tens of thousands that were there as they win the Big 12 Men's Championship. The Iowa Hawkeyes are headed off to the NIT. They will take on Kansas State. And the Iowa and Iowa State and Drake women all into the NCAA women's bracket. We will tackle it all here and get your thoughts as well. 319-366-1600. That is the text line available to you. Phone line as well, if you'd like to pick up the phone and give us a call. That is also 319-366-1600. As we come your way on 1600 AM and 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, the KGYM radio stream, mobile app, and smart speaker. Mark, good afternoon. You survived the Selection Sunday, I take it.
Good afternoon, Scott, Isaac, and everyone out there. I did survive the conference tournament action and the selection shows. With the men's bracket in front of me, I'm sharpening my pencil for the second time today. May not be the last.
I have not tackled it yet. I'm going to do it tonight. I will put my bracket into the 1600 ESPN Challenge. I am not eligible to win, nor are you, Mark, nor is our friend Isaac on the other side of the glass here today. Full disclosure, as far as this is concerned, I must say, after the selections were made for both the men and the women, that I stayed off of all social networking because I did not want to read all of the vitriol that was out there, and I'm sure there was. And we'll get down to it coming up in just a little bit. And we'll get Isaac's pick, as we mentioned. Do want to start things off, though, with Iowa State men's basketball, Mark. What a tournament for the Cyclones as they tore into Big 12 opponents. They tore into Kansas City. They tore into bars. They tore into Busch Light. They tore into everything in the Power and Light District over the weekend. And the Cyclones absolutely annihilated the number one team, the former number one team in the land, in the Houston Cougars.
Yeah, quite a performance. There's no doubt about it. Iowa State did everything well and made Houston, an average team. And that's why it's so hard to look at this bracket and evaluate Houston. But got to remember the Cougars have been or without their big forward, a great player who had a shin contusion in the semifinals. They've had some injuries, but it takes nothing away from what Iowa State did winning the conference tournament. What is it, 5 times in 10 years?
5 times in 10 years. And that is getting under the skin of fellow Big 12 teams who want to see, after the announcement was made that the Big 12 tournament is going to stay in Kansas City, I think, for the foreseeable future, I think another 7 years. They're getting a little bit tired of Hilton South, I think. Play better, right?
And bring your own fans.
Bring your own fans. Now, it is an easy jaunt. And without the Kansas folks there, with Kansas sending their remnants of their team from Lawrence, Kansas State, yeah, they have a decent crowd. But certainly Iowa State brings the most people. There's no doubt. And it's a big, big advantage. Look at the Iowa women when they went up to Minneapolis. Huge, huge advantage right there. I think the Wisconsin men got a push from their fans as well. A lot goes into where you play these games, and we'll get into that more coming up in just a little bit. But, Mark, right now I don't think there's any team in America that is a hotter team than the Iowa State men right now.
Very few, if any. And some Iowa State fans upset with basically the number 8 overall seed in the tournament, despite what it did in the Big 12 tournament. And I've stated before, these conference tournaments are, in some cases, ruining the tournament. 21 number one seeds, conference tournament seeds, got beat. Therefore, in some cases, not all, in some cases, the conference tournaments mean more than the net, the regular season, or anything else. And that's in some cases. In Iowa State's case, I don't think it helped the seeding at all. And it came down to non-conference schedule for the Cyclones.
Yeah, it did. And a good transition into the Selection Sunday and the brackets there. Cyclone fans, love to hear from you. 319-366-1600. Your thoughts about where Iowa State was placed as far as the bracket is concerned. And first of all, let's go back to Saturday. There was never a Saturday in NCAA recent conference tournament history like there was this year on Saturday with all the upsets. And I think that is just going to be a precursor to what is going to happen as far as March Madness is concerned when you get into the games coming up, even the first 4 games to a certain extent, but especially when you start things up on Thursday morning at 11:05. Who knows what is going to happen? There are so many teams on a given day that can beat another team. And it doesn't matter if they're McNeese. It doesn't matter if they're Houston. It doesn't matter even if they're UConn out there this year, although UConn looks to be a big-time number one, the defending champions. But can they go back-to-back? First time since Florida back several, many seasons ago. But I agree with you. The mid-major tournaments, obviously, the lowest conference tournaments you're going to have, it's all about the conference tournaments, those 3 or 4 days, whatever the case may be. Power sixes, not so much, because they don't put as much emphasis on the conference tournaments as they do, for this particular committee anyway, Mark, for the regular season. Now, there have been other committees that have put a lot of emphasis on the conference tournaments. This one this year put more emphasis on the 3 months of the conference season, and listening to the chair of the NCAA Men's Basketball Tournament Committee, they went all the way back to November games, which then brings up a whole different situation. So if these November games are going to matter, then why in the world can't we find a way to play mid-major top teams versus Power 5 teams? That has been something that I've been for a long, long time. But every committee is different, I guess, is the bottom line I'm trying to say, Mark.
Well, to your first point, this is the way the NCAA tournament has been and will continue to be in terms of unpredictability. And as far as Iowa State goes, getting a number 8 seed versus maybe even a number 1, consider the fact for a moment that Iowa State's non-conference schedule ranked 351st in the country. That's about as many teams as there are in the country. You want to quibble with North Carolina? North Carolina was 36th in the country. So I don't think Iowa State has any room to complain. In fact, I think it has a pretty good draw for the first couple rounds of the tournament. Beyond that, flip a coin.
I'm with you on that. And Iowa State was hurt as well. The Iowa State men and the Iowa women, for to a certain extent, we'll get to them coming up in just a little bit here at 3:15, by the rules of the NCAA and the tournament. You cannot play a conference opponent until at least minimally the third round into the Sweet 16. Iowa State, in theory, could match up a third time this year with BYU in the Sweet 16. With that being said, that pushed Iowa State out to the final number 2 seed. You mentioned the non-conference schedule. That didn't do Iowa State any favors as well. It's a double-edged sword because Iowa State, as well as other Big 12 teams, not all of them, but some, feasted on a lot of cupcakes in the non-conference. Got that net up. And then when they started playing each other in Big 12 play, then the quad one wins started to multiply right there. And that's how Iowa State ended up with a top 20 schedule. You take away the Big 12, and like you said, it's in the 300s. And I guess the question is, if you're Iowa State, do you want to be a 1 somewhere far away, or do you want to be a 2 in Omaha with a chance to go to a couple of games before the Cyclones possibly head out east? 319-366-1600 here. And first text, 1345, I don't think it was fair, but I shouldn't complain. I'm willing to bet that a lot of schools will approach the future the way Iowa State did and schedule easy non-conference teams. But look at Gonzaga outside of this year. They've been rewarded as a 1 seed, even though they only played a handful, if that, of decent quality teams. But agreed with some... I agree with you some, 1345, but Gonzaga in the past and even this year in the non-conference, they schedule hard because they know the West Coast Conference isn't going to deliver them a lot of quad one games. So, and this year, outside of Kentucky, Gonzaga lost those games. I guess it's whatever way you want to do it.
Didn't do Indiana State any good this year. Playing Michigan State and Alabama, they're not going to get a home and home.
Nope.
There's a reason that Michigan State, as the texter on 27-23 points out, Michigan State's non-conference season. Izzo has always played a tough non-conference schedule. And therefore, you know, in this net system, it has paid off. And more times than not, it's paid off with quality runs in the NCAA tournament. I'm not sure that it'll happen this year, but hopefully you get my point.
Right. And this was a bizarre year. As the chairman said, there were 5 bid stealers that came out of nowhere on Saturday and just took away. As much as I have complained about Indiana State and the rest of the mid-majors, Indiana State would have been in if it wasn't for all the upsets on Saturday. Indiana State was going to get into the tournament. Oklahoma was going to get into the tournament. Apparently, they were the first team out. They were number 69. They did not choose to get into the NIT, but that's a whole different discussion, maybe for later on here today. The point is that Indiana State would have gotten in, and Oklahoma, St. John's would have gotten in. Probably Seton Hall. I'd have to go back and see who the first 4 out were. Specifically,
Pittsburgh
was also in there. Yep, Pittsburgh had a very I thought a pretty good team. Virginia got in. In fact, to everyone, including us, that kind of poo-poos the bracketologists and whatnot, Joe Lunardi was 67 for 68. And that's pretty good. That's pretty good. And our friend Mike DeCourcy was just below that. So these guys know what they're doing a little bit.
Do you know which one he missed? I mean, North Carolina State won five games in 5 days. They weren't going to get in the tournament.
Right.
And now they are.
Well, as far as a bubble team that he thought was going to get in, that was Oklahoma.
Okay.
Lunardi had Oklahoma in and Virginia out, and it ended up Virginia made it, and Oklahoma was left out. Yeah, North Carolina State, once they got the automatic bid, I mean, they go in. It's that simple. 319-366-1600. So Cyclone fans coming off the Big 12 championship. Now Iowa State heads to Omaha, where they will take on South Dakota State. And oh, by the way, we've said this many, many times. The NCAA committee has a very good sense of humor. Look at all of the ties between the state of Iowa and South Dakota State. Their coach, Henderson, Iowa guy. Several Iowa players, including former Cedar Rapids Xavier point guard Matt Mims, playing for South Dakota State. And then, Mark, perhaps, just perhaps, and you know that the Missouri Valley Conference and the Missouri Valley Conference fans around Des Moines and Cedar Falls are hoping and praying that Drake gets by Washington State so that finally Iowa or Iowa State is going to have to play Drake or UNI.
Washington State Drake is a pick 'em, and I'm picking Drake. I want to see that Iowa State-Drake matchup.
I do, too. I don't think Iowa State does. I think Iowa State would rather see Washington State than Drake. That's a toss-up, as you mentioned. That 7-10 game that's going to be starting at 9 o'clock on Thursday night after the Iowa State-South Dakota State game. I think it's going to be one of the better ones as far as the first-round action is concerned. And can Drake knock out Washington State and perhaps meet Iowa State on Saturday? And that would be a fun atmosphere, you got to think, Mark, over in Omaha.
Well, it's going to be a fun atmosphere anyway with Iowa State fans. Very drivable situation. So put the Drake fans on top of that, and South Dakota State's not far from there either. So, many interesting crowd over there.
Yeah. 9049 says, and I agree, if Iowa State can continue to play this way, it can dispatch this mess, and Indiana State deserved to get in. I think they would have been in, but as soon as Saturday afternoon at 3 o'clock, I knew Indiana State was done. And that was a tough feeling right there. 6608 says there isn't enough Bush Light in Omaha for Iowa State or Drake to be there. Probably true. Probably true. 319-366-1600 as the brackets came out yesterday. And we're Iowa State a 2 along in the East with UConn. As we mentioned, it is a rule. And with the top four seeds, you take a look at the Big 12, Mark. Houston was a number one seed. Iowa State was a number two. Kansas was in there as a 4. Who am I missing here? Baylor was a 3. So they had to do a little bit of gerrymandering as far as where these teams were placed due to some of the rules out there as far as the NCAA bracket, especially you can't play a fellow Big 12 team, in Iowa State's case anyway, until the third round. That also had a great deal to play into it. And also, like you said, they took more into consideration the 3 months of the conference season as well as the non-conference this year. So that's a reason why Houston got in there. That's a reason why North Carolina, as well as getting to the ACC championship game, was also delivered a number one. I think Purdue is going to be a number one no matter what happened in the semifinals, and they lost that semifinal game, of course, as we know, to Wisconsin.
Yeah, that's an Purdue's an interesting study as we fill out our bracket, so we know the history there. You know, some of the teams, you know, that I'm not picking UConn, Scott. I'm telling you that right now. The number one seeded team has failed to win the tournament 9 straight years. And as good as UConn is, I'm not going to pick them.
We'll find out your pick tomorrow. We're going to get Isaac's today. He's working on it right now. 325, honest question from the text line. Why is South Dakota State in the Summit League in basketball and the Mo Valley in football? You can do that. You can do that. The Mo Valley, I mean, as far as the Missouri Valley Football Conference is concerned, South Dakota's not in the Mo Valley as far as basketball is concerned. The Dakotas are not. The Mo Valley has been around in basketball a lot longer than it's been around in football. So that's why. I guess there is no good answer, is there, Mark?
No, I mean, Notre Dame's an independent in football, but a member of the Big East in basketball. I'm sure there's other.
ACC. Right. ACC.
Or ACC, I'm sorry. Except for that one odd year that Notre Dame did play in the ACC. I'm sure there's other examples, but I think you gave a good explanation there.
319-366-1600. We will have the NCAA tournament from the first four tomorrow at 5:30. Spencer on Sports will be ending on Tuesday and Wednesday at 5:30 to get you to Dayton for first round play. And we will have coverage of the Iowa State men and the Iowa State women. We will break into our Westwood One coverage to bring you those games. The Iowa State men will be the 6:30 game on Thursday night in Omaha. The Cyclone women will be a Friday night game at Stanford at Palo Alto, California. They will take on, hey, Brenda Freeze and the Maryland Terrapins. Yes, the women's committee has a sense of humor as well. And, of course, our Iowa State basketball and football coverage, for that matter, is brought to you by Realtor Lisa Nolan, a sponsor for men's and women's basketball this year here on KGYM. You can find out more by going to their website and her website, lisanolanrealtor.com. 319-366-1600. Talked about the men's bracket. We will talk about the women's bracket coming up. And I'm sure the Iowa State fans had some questions about where their men's team was placed. Same questions popped up 2 hours later when the Iowa women had their bracket revealed. And we'll talk about that when we come back. But right now, coming up on 3:28, we need to throw it to Mark for an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update brought to you by the good folks at Emil's Hideaway, First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, right across from the Lindale Mall next to the Home Depot, open at 4 o'clock Monday through Saturday. And what we got today, Mark?
During a Zoom meeting with Iowa media, Hawkeye coach Fran McCaffrey was asked about those half dozen teams that have opted out of the National Invitation Tournament, and Fran said he would never consider it. The Hawkeyes play Kansas State tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. The transfer portal is open for basketball. Northern Iowa forward Cole Henry out of Oskaloosa has entered said portal. I've examined all the trade grades for the Chicago Bears as they traded quarterback Justin Fields to the Steelers for a conditional draft pick, not this year, but next year. The consensus is a D-. And for Isaac, Chelsea and Celtic will play a friendly at Notre Dame Stadium in July. Chelsea also scheduled to play at Ohio State Stadium. It's drivable, Isaac.
Yeah, I've never been to one of the preseason Premier League games before. I've been wanting to, though. I know Manchester.
Premier. Premier League.
Premier League, sorry. I know that United and Real Madrid played at Michigan at the Big House one time, and that was a big draw. So I'll have to look into that. Maybe I'll make the drive out.
I think you should. And give us a complete report. I kid with you about Premier League, because last night the big controversy was Albany or Albany. I mean, come on, people. We got other things in our lives to worry about, right? Between Albany and Albany.
Yeah, it's like Nevada and Nevada, you know.
There's no Albany, Iowa or Albany, Iowa, right? I don't believe there is.
Not that I know of.
But my goodness. Come on. We got better things to do out there. 319-366-1600. Indiana State was a 28 net, says 31-48. They got hosed. First under 30 net team to not make the tournament. They would have been in. Everyone thought I was going to be all going crazy about Indiana State today. I'm not, because they would have been in. It's just that the conference tournaments and the way they select NCAA teams, much like the Electoral College, not going to get into politics, not going to do it, but, you know, it's not perfect systems. Indiana State didn't get in, and I knew they weren't going to get in Saturday afternoon, so I had my head wrapped around that. We need to take a break. Come back. We'll talk about the Iowa and Iowa State and Drake women. By the way, congrats to the Bulldogs for getting their men's and women's teams in. Same with Iowa State. And just a great job, especially by the Bulldogs coming out of a one-bid Missouri Valley Conference. 3:31, we'll take a break. Come back with more after this here in the Gym Class on 1600 ESPN.
Eastern Iowa weather from 1600 ESPN.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Rebecca Kopelman with your Weather First forecast. And we're going to have more sunshine this afternoon. It'll still be a bit breezy and temperatures will be in the mid to upper 30s. The wind will pick up out of the south overnight, keeping temperatures in the mid to upper 20s. And then as we head into tomorrow, we'll climb into the mid to upper 50s with a cold front moving through, leading to some cooler weather for the rest of the week. Temperatures will be held in the low to mid 40s, and we'll have the chance of seeing some rain and or snow Thursday night. That's your latest Iowa's News Now Weather First forecast.
Network Computer Solutions, this is Patty.
When you call NCS, Patty answers the phone, looks into your concern, and lets you know how soon one of their local techs will help. It's the human side of IT and the way Network Computer Solutions has been doing business for 15 years. This high-touch approach makes an uncustomary difference for their customers. See how they can make your business run smoother at ncsei.com. Network Computer Solutions. Their people are the missing piece to your IT puzzle.
Scott Unash for your neighborhood Quick Star. And with the NCAA tournament, both the men's and the women's, as well as the NIT upon us, you got to be thinking about get-togethers with your family and friends. And one way to feed everybody is with some chicken from Quick Star. Great, great thing. And it's very, very easy. In fact, you can order ahead with the Quick Rewards app. Go ahead and download that to your phone. You can buy one family-sized chicken that's 8-piece bone-in or tenders or family wings. And when you order through the app for curbside, carryout, or delivery, you're going to receive 25 cents off per gallon of fuel up to 30 gallons. Limit one per transaction. And the chicken is terrific at Quick Star, whether it's the bone-in fried chicken, chicken tenders, or those amazing boneless wings. Pick them up each and every day. That's at your neighborhood Quick Star.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is now live. The official sports book of ESPN features daily exclusives and offers with your favorite ESPN shows and personalities like me. Bet on all your favorite sports with live in-game wagers, cross-sport parlays, teasers, and all the props you can handle. New users get $100 in bonus bets after making any sportsbook bet. Download the ESPN Bet app to sign up today. I'll see you there. ESPN Bet. What a play.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Choose family.
Choose friends.
Choose your community.
Choose local.
Choose local for everything. Clothes, food, a deserving charity, a new ride, or a place to keep your nest egg. When you buy from, invest in, or donate to businesses here in the corridor, you help keep our community strong and vibrant.
Choose local.
This message proudly presented by Randy's Flooring in Coralville and Cedar Rapids, Surgery Center Cedar Rapids, Orchestra Iowa, and 1600 ESPN.
Hang out with us, 1600 ESPN's Todd Brownlecamp
and Spencer Wagon, to watch the first round of college hoops action Friday from noon to 3 at Pin Seekers and Tiffin.
Yeah, they'll be down there on Friday. Stop on by and say hi. Leo in Iowa City, we are going to get to the women's tournament right now. And he says if the mid-majors want a better schedule, they better pay a Power 5 to play them at the Power 5 because it does nothing for the Power 5. That's what needs to be changed, along with the metric for the net as far as the margin of victory is concerned. Soon as that gets changed, you're going to see games with McNeese versus whoever. Or, you know, pick the top mid-major or even a middling mid-major going to places. That will change incredibly quickly. And, yes, it's not going to happen now because the Power Sixes in basketball lose out. You're right, Leo, when they take on teams such like UNI and Drake and the ilk. 319-366-1600. Mark, the Iowa women, a one, I guess with an asterisk there, because their path to a possible back-to-back Final Four in Phoenix, or no, Cleveland, I beg your pardon, in Cleveland, is fraught with some danger, certainly, as Iowa, the one, will take on Holy Cross or Tennessee Martin. And that game is going to be played in Iowa City on Thursday night. Iowa will take on the winner of that one coming up on Saturday. And the other side of that bracket, very interesting, between West Virginia and Princeton. And Mark, already West Virginia, they're, I don't know if it's a good idea to poke the bear or not, but the Mountaineers are poking the bear with the Iowa women's basketball team.
Yeah, the coach saying, let's win one and send Clark packing. Okay, let's first of all see if you beat Princeton in the first round and then what happens against Iowa. Lot made yesterday and today about the difficulty of Iowa's bracket. And while it's a number one seed for the second time in history, it is very tough. You know, that the games in Iowa City should not be problematic, I don't think, but you mentioned LSU on the horizon, and I think that's what everybody's focusing on, a possible meeting in the Elite Eight.
Possible meeting. Iowa got a tough draw. Let's just say that. Very, very tough draw, because if chalk prevails, it will be a third meeting this year between Iowa and Kansas State. Now, keep in mind, Drake is on the other side of that upper right quadrant of the women's bracket. Drake and Colorado are going to play, and that is going to be in Manhattan, Kansas. So the Drake Bulldogs won the Missouri Valley Conference Tournament over Missouri State yesterday. Katie Denebier, the Missouri Valley Conference Player of the Year, leading the way in that one. But Iowa's going to have to play another game with Kansas State, perhaps, the rubber match this year. We know what they have inside. Then on the bottom of the bracket, as you mentioned, defending national champion LSU. Do you think the NCAA and ESPN and ABC want that Iowa-LSU matchup again? No offense to UCLA, by the way, who is a very strong number two. But come on, television wants Iowa-LSU part two, don't they, Mark?
I don't think there's any question about it. And, you know, the women's tournament has gotten more and more competitive over the years. I remember you could write in chalk and UConn and you'd be done with it. Maybe it's South Carolina in that category this year, but remember last year Iowa had problems with Georgia in the first round in Iowa City. I don't think that'll be the case this year with either West Virginia or Princeton, but you're quite right about a possible meeting with Kansas State. They split during the season. I would still favor Iowa there, but LSU is going to have to get past probably UCLA to get to that Elite Eight. So, like you said, nothing guaranteed by any means.
Well, and UCLA's got to get by Creighton. And Creighton, we know what they can do in the tournament. 2 years ago, they knocked off Caitlin Clark and the Iowa Hawkeyes. Louisville is not a bad six seed down there as well that LSU is going to have to beat, perhaps, in the second round. And the problem is, and I think what it got everybody all riled up, is the fact that, yes, these are good teams. They are Final Four teams from last year. They're possible Final Four teams this year. It's also, okay, what is Iowa had problems with this year, Mark? And that is teams with bigs in the interior. Who has bigs in the interior? Kansas State, UCLA, and we know what the Bayou Barbie and how good she is down in Baton Rouge with Angel Reese. It is, if Iowa gets to the Final Four, and basically whoever gets out of the East going to the final, or the Albany, or Albany 2, whichever you prefer, whoever gets out of there is going to deserve it.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, LSU was a three seed last year and won the national championship. So there is that. And I guess what it comes down to, Scott, if you've earned a number one seed and you think you're that good, go play whoever.
True. Very, very true. A couple comments on the text line here. When are coaches and players going to realize you can't make comments like that without it backfiring in your face? They are doomed to get beat by Princeton. Could happen. Princeton's got a very good team. I think Iowa and women and UConn and the men both got really tough draws, says 0835. If they both get past those regions, they definitely earned it. But you think they have it a little bit rigged to get the best matchups and ratings for the TV hosts? Not going to say that is the case, but as I've said before, there's a sense of humor in both the men's committee room and the women's committee room right there. 5549 says, don't want any part of LSU unless Lisa Bluter tips off physical play. LSU will work Iowa physically. K-State's download play is a difference, and Iowa doesn't have the size to compete. They'll know the scouting report, though. Both teams will at this point. Right, Mark?
No doubt about it. And, you know, what a wonderful season it has been for Iowa, you know, in so many respects. Winning the Big Ten tournament championship and rising to a number one seed in the country and selling out everywhere it goes. But now it's different. And I personally don't think Iowa's going to make the Final Four and have a similar run as it did last year. I hope I'm wrong. I don't feel it this year.
319-366-1600. 5549 saying, yeah, I hope you're right, but I hope it doesn't get lost what this team has accomplished so far this year. And I don't think it will be lost. Certainly this senior class for the Iowa women. Now, the Iowa State women, they are also in the tournament. We mentioned Drake. Iowa State women are a 7. Certainly were buoyed by their Big 12 conference performance, getting to the championship game, losing to a number one seeded Texas team. And Iowa State will go to Palo Alto, and that will be a Friday night game, and they will take on Brenda Freeze in Maryland. They got one of the final bids, Mark, and they did it with a good run in the Big Ten tournament for Brenda Freeze and the Terrapins. They've got a boatload of talent in College Park. It's just been kind of a rough year for Brenda. They've had some injuries. They've had other things that have not gone really their way. I really think that's going to be one whale of a first-round game between Bill Fenley and Brenda Freeze.
two veteran coaches who have been there, done that. Freeze has won a national championship. I'm afraid it's one and done for Iowa State. If not, Stanford awaits, and that's not going to be entirely pretty either.
Did you watch the selection show for the women, Mark?
Parts of it.
Did you see when they announced the number one seed as Texas, and the way that when Stanford was brought up as a number two, there wasn't any celebrating. They looked really, really upset. And poor Norfolk State, they are going to get it taken out on them in that first round. And
Kim Mulkey wasn't any too happy with the three either.
No, she wasn't. And she was front and center, if you happen to notice, by the way, surrounded by her team. I believe one of the few coaches and the only one that was front and center for both the men's and the women's reveal, you knew it was going to be Kim Mulkey, right? You just knew it. There should have been odds for it, right?
Well, you wouldn't have got paid if there were odds, because it was a better than even chance that that was going to happen. And I don't know. We'll see if LSU makes a move again this year. Certainly capable.
They were a three last year, if you recall, and won the national championship. Doug in Iowa City says, the ultimate sense of NCAA humor, both Nebraska men and women play Texas A&M. yeah, that's not lost on the college sports world, is it, Mark?
That cannot be entirely coincidental. I mean, it's not another storyline. You know, it's not humorous by any means, but I mean, last Monday at this time, Dan Munson at Long Beach State mutually agreed to part ways, and they make the tournament. I mean, how odd is that?
This was maybe the craziest conference tournament week we've ever seen, highlighted by what you said about Coach Munson at Long Beach State. And he was a lame duck guy, and all they did was go out and win it. The MAC tournament championship game on Saturday night, when Kent State took the lead, and I feel absolutely my gut hurts for their player that committed a foul on the inbounds because he thought they were behind and ended up costing them a bid to the NCAA basketball tournament. You don't get those stories very often. I think this is going to be the craziest NCAA men's tournament that we've ever seen, which means, of course, we're going to have four number ones when it all plays out in Arizona, right?
Very doubtful. You know, you have a team every year like St. Peter's or whoever it may be become the darling in the tournament. And if you can predict that, man, hats off to you.
Yeah. They are back in the tournament, by the way. St. Peter's is again this year, if you are looking at that. 319-366-1600. You know the women's bracket is tough when the UConn Huskies are a three seed. That is the lowest seed they have been. They said it last night in many years. I know that. I thought Rebecca Lobo was going to fall over in her seat when they revealed a three for the UConn women. But that tells you how much, like you said earlier, Mark, you used to just go through and say it was chalk. Four number ones are going to go. One of them is going to be UConn. Tennessee is going to be there. Maybe the flavor of the year, who's the number one. That just tells you how far women's college basketball has evolved.
Yeah, and I can't wait for a possible Ohio State-UConn matchup in that region.
There's some great women's matchups that are possible. You mentioned Ohio State and UConn. They could be on a collision course. How about Juju Watkins and USC? Already talked that they said it last night. She's the next. Caitlin Clark, yep, got great stats. Great records. In 3 years, are we going to be talking about Juju Watkins maybe coming close to those records? Remains to be seen. She has to stay healthy, of course. But, and there are more coming down the line here. Notre Dame is at 2, and they are going to more than likely take on South Carolina. That is not going to be an easy road right there. Your thoughts, everyone out there, in a couple minutes that we have remaining here before we get Isaac's predictions in just a little bit for the men's and the women's. Who do you like? Who is going to be the dark horse this year? Who's going to be that St. Peter's? Who's going to be that George Mason? 319-366-1600. Cyclone Tim is not happy with you, Mark, saying one
and
done. No,
I poked the bear on the Iowa State women.
He thinks that the Cyclones are going to take that game against Maryland. We will see. 86.99 saying that they're so surprised so many analysts think UConn is a shoe-in for the men's finals. I think they're both, the men and the women, are wide open. I agree with you. It was interesting. Usually the folks on CBS and ESPN are all over the place with who they want to, or who they are predicting to get to the Final Four and win it. And I think 85% of them took UConn and had most of the number ones getting. The only one was the former Memphis coach picked Iowa State to get to the Final Four. So Cyclone fans, that's the guy you want to follow on social media out there. He picked the Cyclones to get to the Final Four. Going back to the men real quick. Let's see, where did it go? I lost it here. Our friend Greg in Epworth saying that Wisconsin got a very, very tough draw. Looks like a one and done. And that's, yeah, Wisconsin got a really tough draw with McNeese. We will see. Jeff says Kentucky, but that's not a real, that's not a, that's a blue blood. That's not a team out of nowhere. I like Kentucky too. So Jeff, you and I may go down in flames with Coach Cal.
Well, they're a 3 seed.
Very true. Very true. How many are suspended from LSU and South Carolina, asked 7508? There are...
None.
Oh, none. Is it none?
I believe the most severe penalty was sitting out of conference. I'm sorry. I need to backtrack. There is at least one player, and I'm not sure whether it's LSU, South Carolina, or both, that has to sit out one NCAA tournament game. I'd have to check on that.
It's not going to matter. It's not going to matter for South Carolina. 0983 says, on the men's side, you look at a team like Vermont, the Catamounts out of the America East, by the way. I can't remember their seed, but this is their third straight trip to the tournament. Those are the kind of mid-majors that can sneak up on you. James Madison says 80-98. They're good. They're really good. And they played a pretty daunting non-conference schedule. Ask Michigan State about that. Cardoza is out, Mark, 83-10 says.
That is correct, yeah. And talk about James Madison and Vermont having really good bat. I got Wisconsin winning 2 games. Does that make you feel better, Greg?
Might not. We'll see.
Probably not.
It's going to be fun, and we're going to have all of the games for you, except when Iowa State men and women are playing. We'll have to get away from Westwood One at that point, but we will have wall-to-wall basketball for you right here on 1600 ESPN. JMU is going to be tough on Bucky. That was a tough draw. Tough draw. And two of them here before we get to a break and get to Troy as well. 5418 says, I remember when you had to win the conference tournament to get into the tournament. Just remember and ask the 1968 Hawkeye men, Mark.
Well, how about picking the tournament fields before the conference tournaments and therefore rendering them useless?
9843 says, from the heart, they will say Drake. Drake men and women, both in the tournament. Before we get to a break, let's bring in Troy from Muscatine County on this Monday. Hi, Troy.
Hi, Scott. I love this coverage. Great job.
Did we get you on? Nope, there you go. Try it again, Troy. How you doing?
Great job with the coverage. Really interesting. I had a question for you, but first, I just love the collision course of teams that duck each other. Shout out to Brian Peterson up there at South Dakota State, former Kirkwood coach. I also think Drake and Washington State could feel slighted too because they're losing their conference. But what do you think needs to be done again with the Power Five and the mid-majors to incentivize that? Could you clarify? I thought that was a really good statement.
Just get an agreement with the committee in the offseason. Play these games. I mean, going down to Carver, going over to Hilton Coliseum to in the non-conference in bad weather in November and December and watching, you know, team 327 in the net play your team when it could be a Drake and Iowa State, could be an Indiana State, somebody from the, you know, whatever, the Mo Valley, the Southland, yes. Whatever. I mean, it makes sense everywhere, right? Financially.
We want to see the games.
Yes.
We want to see those games.
I agree. And
Thank you.
If they can get that together, it would be great.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate
Thanks.
It.
Thanks, Troy. 319-366-1600. We've got to get to a break. We'll come back. We will get Isaac's prediction because he's not going to be here tomorrow. So he's on the spot first. Who he thinks is going to win the men's and women's tournaments. We'll do that when we come back.
May City Bowl is always a good time, Dukes.
Even when we're not bowling so great, Scott.
Well, May City Bowl does it right. A full-service pro shop for serious bowlers.
And fun for everyone, like Glow Bowling Friday and Saturday nights.
Our team, the Rusty Nails, is in the adult league, but they have leagues for every age and skill.
And you can call ahead for open lane times.
So whether you're leaguers or just want to have fun, it's always a great time at May City Bowl, off Williams Boulevard, Southwest in Cedar Rapids, the official sponsor of Bowling Night in America on the gym.
Join the WagerWise conversation every Wednesday for the best in Iowa sports and betting insights. Listen at KGYMradio.com, presented by Betfred Sportsbook.
Progressive presents 10 things on a food truck owner's to-do list that are harder than getting a commercial auto insurance quote. Stocking the fridge, prepping the stations, finding employees that get along well, finding employees that actually do their job. Looking at you, Gary. Balancing the books, balancing the flavors, having a fresh menu and fresh produce and fresh meat, but never a fresh mouth. But the easiest thing on a small business owner's to-do list? Seeing if you can save on commercial auto insurance. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms and conditions.
Evan Cohen here from Unsportsmanlike on ESPN Radio for True Green. Are you ready to elevate your lawn game without breaking the bank? True Green has been the trusted choice for over 2 million homeowners for over 50 years. Visit TrueGreen.com and discover the easiest and affordable way to achieve a pro-level lawn guaranteed. Plus, enjoy True Green's verified price matching, ensuring you get the best lawn for the best price. Visit TrueGreen.com and transform your lawn effortlessly. That's TrueGreen.com. Your dream lawn is just around the corner.
More basketball talk coming up. Spencer on Sports next from 4 o'clock until 6 o'clock for you. We've got Kevin Lehman, the coach, a special Tuesday edition of Off the Glass coming up tomorrow. Looking forward to that. And Mark and I will give our picks for the men's and women's winners, of which we ask Isaac his thoughts right now.
Yes. I'll start with the men. I had a Final Four of Iowa State, North Carolina, Houston, and Kansas because I think that would be fun. A lot of my picks are just what I think would be fun to see. I'll preface that.
So
I
have Big 12 is happy with you right now.
Yes, and then I have Houston beating North Carolina in the championship there.
Okay.
On the men. And then for the women's side, I have South Carolina, Stanford, Iowa, and UConn in the Final Four with South Carolina beating Iowa in the final. Again, just based on what I think would be fun to see.
Houston and South Carolina are your two national champions.
So be wary. If that's who you're going with, maybe don't pick those teams.
Well, I think South Carolina is
South Carolina is a good pick.
Solid pick.
Houston, again, be wary. If you're leaning Houston, that might shift you off there.
Well, I think you were shifted off Saturday night if you're a Houston Cougar fan. We'll see. I'm going to come up with mine tonight here. Mark, that is your homework for tomorrow. We will let everybody know our national champions tomorrow. And to get into the KGYM Bracket Challenge, go to KGYMradio.com and enter that for your chance to win $500 from Imon Communications. All right, good show, everybody. Mark, we'll talk tomorrow.
Sounds great. Talk then.
All right, stay tuned. Spencer on Sports coming away next right here on KGYM. We will talk with you tomorrow with another edition of the Gym Class at 3.
Technology helps keep everyone comfortable with a smart thermostat.
Turn temperature down.
Temperature down.
Turn temperature up.
Temperature up.
But to keep everyone on your team working comfortably, you need more than technology. You need CDW to custom configure Dell Client Solutions devices. Adaptive AI-based software creates a personalized user experience and boosts collaboration so they